I looked at the prophecy and the particulars. Look at the punishment. Have you got Obadiah still open? Look at the punishment. When he said, "You grow drunk on my mountain, my holy mountain," verse 16. Look at the last part. "Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down in their arrogance, and they shall be as though they had not been." The book of Jeremiah 49 says they'll be as Sodom and Gomorrah. The book of Ezekiel chapter 25 says they will be as Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 17, how's it going to happen? "But upon Mount Zion," the title of this study today, Judgment at Jerusalem. Three terms describe the city of Jerusalem: City of David, Zion, and Jerusalem. "Upon Mount Zion," at Jerusalem, "shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." Israel will come into the land after 2,000 years and possess that. The character of God is at stake. He'll bring them in. It will be theirs. "They shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph." What does that talk? The house of Jacob, the house of Joseph, that's the two divisions, Israel and Judah, that they'll be in. "The house of Jacob and the house of Joseph, a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall be kindled in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau." And I rest my case with the next phrase, "For I, the Lord, has spoken it." God said it. I believe it. And that settles it for me. God said, "Jacob, I love. Esau, I hate." Not individuals. He loves all. Not every Jew is going to be saved, and not every Palestinian or Edomite is going to be lost. But as a people, Jacob, he loves, and they shall possess their possessions, and he has a plan that is not finished. Esau, Edomites, Idumeans, Palestinians shall be destroyed as if they had never been. That's the Word of God. What do we do about it? I tell you what I do. I send my two sons every year into the Palestinian territory, trying to win them to Jesus. Because they're going to be a destroyed, devastated, as if they'd never been people. Oh, we're trying to win the Jews to Jesus. But I can tell you the outcome of what's going on right now. Yasser Arafat and his people, should they not turn to Jesus Christ, shall be destroyed as if they never were, or the character of God is at stake. And it is not at stake. And I have to tell you, never before in history has it been quite like this. Never. With these people, the descendants of Esau, on the stage, trying to take the land away from the people God's chosen to give it to, they're going to be destroyed. And Jesus Christ will then come. That being the case, they've just been there for 7 years. And we're so close to that. But this comes 7 years before that. How close must we be to this? Shh. I think I hear wedding music. The father is just about to say to the son, "Go get your bride." Here comes the bride. Oh, there's a mixed emotion. Isn't there? These people are going to be destroyed. I got a hunger for them to be saved. But as old Jack Worson used to say, on the victory side, that's where we're going to be. Now you know the word. How then ought you to live in light of it? Thank you for the Word of God, the privilege of studying it, the responsibility that you give to us to handle it properly. And I pray that I have handled it properly. Should I have mishandled it, allow these dear people to forget what I said and allow them to study the Word on their own. I pray that all this has done for everyone here is encourage them to get into the book. We need to know where we are. Jesus, you said to those that question you about the future, well, you can tell me what the weather's going to be tomorrow. Why can't you tell me about the future? We can, as we study your word. And as we endeavor to conform to your image, live for you totally, might we be what you want us to be because of our time of study of your word. We, the people of God, having endeavored to look into the word of God, now more aware of the plan of God, might we be all willing to move into the will of God for the glory of God. In my precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.